Mesechtes Bava Kama, Daf Ayin Ches, 7 lines from the top of Daf Ayin Ches and Alf, and the Gemara in Daf Ayin Zayin and Beis brought a brisa that if Reuven stole an animal which was a mixed breed and was clying from a goat and sheep, and he did Tficho or Mechira, he would be chayiv to pay Dal V'hei. And the Gemara asked that since the Torah uses the term Seh by Tficho Mechira, as it says, Ki Yigna V'ish Shari Seh, and Rava taught us a cloud that Zeh Bona Av, called Mokib Shinema Seh, Eine Elohitzes a claim, that any time the Torah uses the term Seh, it is coming to exclude Klayim, and therefore how could you be chayiv to pay dal v'hei by Klayim? And the Gemara answered, Shani hachad amakra oyu l'rabbis ha-Klayim, and since the Pasuk says, Shara yiseh, and the word Shara and Seh are extra, and the word oy is also extra, and therefore we learn from the word oy, that even if a ganav shechs or sells a animal which is Klayim, that he would still be chayiv to pay dal v'hei. And we already discussed the machlekes between Rashi and Tosis as to Rav's makar, that when the Torah states the word Seh, it is specifically referring to a purebred sheep or a purebred goat, and not referring to an animal that is klayim. And our Gemara now begins El Hodam Rava, that this din that Rava taught us Zeh Bona Av Kol Makim Shinam Seh Ina Elohitzes Klayim. Then whenever the Torah used the lashon Seh, it's coming to exclude the din of klayim. L'mayichasa, what is the nafkamina, and what din was that stated regarding? And the Gemara explains the question as Ila Kachim, and if you will tell me that we need the chiddush and the binyan Av of Rava to teach us that it's possible to use klayim as a carbon. And we will learn this from the fact that the Torah states in Pasha Shalach, "Benegeir the nesachim of a carbon adava, kachi yasal ashara echad, oila ayla echad, oila seh bakfasim, oiva izim." And since the Torah used the word seh, so from Rava's libud, we would know that you can't bring a carbon from klayim. But we definitely don't need the binyan av of Rava to teach us this din, as behedik sibu, as we already stated on Daf Ayin Zayin and Beis, and we learned that klayim cannot be brought for kachim and can't be brought as a carbon from the pasuk that states in Emma of shari chesed. Of Oyez Kiyavalid, Vahoy Shivas Yamatachas Imai, Umiyoy Mashmini Vahalo, Ye Rutzel Karban Isha Lashem. And as we learn, Shari Chesav Pratli Klayim, and since the Pasuk could have said, Shar Vechesav Ve'ez Kiyavalid, and from the extra word Oy, we learn out, number one, Shari Chesav Pratli Klayim, and as we saw yesterday, Oyez Pratli Nidma. And the Gemara continues, Elam Isa, and if you're going to tell me that Rav Lima is coming to tell you that the Chiv of Maisa Behema doesn't apply for Klayim, but Lemaisa Tachas Tachas Yalf Mikha, we don't need Rava's limud, as we already could learn this from Xer Shava from the word tachas that states by the Gaya Kachim and also states the word tachas by Mais Behema, as the Torah states in Pashas Emma, Shari Chesavai is Kiyavale, Bahoy Shivis Yom Tachas Imai, and we see the word tachas, and the Torah also states in Pashas Bechoy Kaisai, Benegaya Dinah Mais Behema, that Kolashiyava tachas Ashavet, and since we already learned that Klayim cannot be brought as a carbon, since the Pasuk said Shari Chesav, and we will Mayat Klayim, therefore the same din were applied by Maisa Behema, and there is no chiv of Maisa Behema by Klayim, and we wouldn't need Rava's Limud to teach us this. And the Gemara continues, and Ila Bechar, if you're going to tell me that Rava's Limud is needed to teach us that the din of Bechar does not apply to Klayim, and since the Pasuk in Pashat Bechukoyse states, Ach Bechar Sheyevuka Lashem Behema Lo Yaktish Isha Yisai Im Sharim Seh Lashemu, and the Torah used the Lashon Seh, and therefore based on the Binyan Av of Rava, so we now understand that the din of Bechar doesn't apply to Klayim, as the Pasuk says Seh, and the word Seh always comes to exclude Klayim. But Havar Havar, Yalf Mimaisa, we have another Gzeir Shavah from the word Havar that states B'negei Bechar, and the word Havar that states B'negei Maisa Behema. And since in Pashat B'chaisai, the Torah states B'negei Maisa Behema, B'chom Masa Baka V'tzoyim, Kol Shiyava Tachas HaShavet, HaSiri Yeh Kredish Lashem. And in Pashat Boy, B'negei the Pashat Bechar, the Torah states V'vata Kol Peta Rechem Lashem. And we see the Lashon Havar over there as well, and therefore we have a Gzeir Shavah, and just like the din of Maisa Behema doesn't apply to Klayim, and therefore the mitzvah Bechar does not pertain to Klayim either, and therefore we wouldn't need Rava's Limud. And the Gemara continues, Inami, and even if you're going to tell me that you don't want to learn Xer Shava of Havara Havara from Mais Behema, but we know B'negei Bechar Nidma Amit Loi, that we learn out that the din is that Bechar doesn't apply to a case of Nidma, and as we said yesterday, the case of Nidma is, for example, where there's a child born from two parents that are both from the sheep family, and this child and this offspring looks like a goat. And in that case, the din of Bechor doesn't apply. And the chsiv, as the pasuk says in Pashas Shlach, Ach Bechor Shor, Oy Bechor Chesav, Oy Bechor Eiz, Loi Sifte Koy Deshem. We learn out, Ad Shehehu Shor, Bechor Yerishor, that the only time the din of Bechor applies is only when the parent looks like a Shor, and the child also looks like a Shor. However, if the child doesn't have the same characteristics as the parent, therefore the din of Bechor would not apply. If the Torah tells us that if a child is an Nidma, that the din of Bechor doesn't apply, even though both parents are from the same min, and therefore therefore, as the Gemara says, klayim iboy, so certainly we can make a kavul chaimer that benegei a case of klayim where both parents are not from the same min, and certainly they're excluded from the din of bechor, and we wouldn't need the limud of Rava to teach us that benegei a bechor, that bechor doesn't apply to klayim. And before we continue with the Gemara's teretz, let's just go back and explain 2 points. Taisus explains in Dima Maschel, Ashihehu Shar o Bechor Yishar, that there is a din of Nidma. Taisus says, I'm read a parakamid of Bechor Yis, Mukula Dafka B'Shein De Meklal, that it's only talking about a case where the parent and the child are not similar at all. Abel Doim Mixas Simonim, but if they are similar in some of the Simonim, then the Gemara learns out from the word Ach that it's Kaddish B'Bechor, and we don't consider that a case of Nidma. And also, Ayin Taisus, where he discusses why we need 2 different mutim for Nidma, as we already saw that we had a mir benegei Nidma, benegei the din of kachim, as the pasuk said, oy eiz el mayit Nidma, and now benegei bechor, we also are mayit Nidma, ayin in Taisvis. And also the Gemara stated previously, ilam maisa, if Rav is coming to mayit the case of klayim for the din of maisa behema, and the Gemara said we wouldn't need Rav, as tachas yalaf mekachim, learned that maisa behema is not relevant to klayim based on the gzeir shava of tachas from kachim. And Rashi says, ilam maisa behema, the afagav lake sebesa, and even though the word se is not found, but again, ma'is beimo, as the pasuk states, v'chol ma'aser baka v'tzoyin kolash yiyavah tachas hashevet hasirit yiyas kodesh l'Hashem. And Rashi explains that since it says loshen tzoyin, it's as if it says the loshen se. However, ayin teisa dilu maschal ilu ma'isa perish to havi kilu k'sibay se m'gzeir shavah da varavara mi'bukhar, that it's as if it says the loshen se, since we have a gzeir shavah from the word havara that says by ma'is beimo, and it also says by b'char, the k'sibay se, and b'negei b'char, it says loshen se, as the pasuk says, im sharim se. And teisa continues and brings down the pshat of Rashi over kuntres pirus to ma'isik siv soin the habik k'moyser the einira ayin sham. The Gemara now continues that what do we need the limud of Rava for to teach us that the word ser does not include klayim? And the Gemara therefore says alikiyat man Rava le'in petach hamar. Rava's din was stated b'negayat din of petach hamar k'dithan as we learned in the Mishnah in Masechtas Bechiris in poydin loy be'ega v'loy bechaya v'loy beshkuta v'loy betrefa v'loy beklayim v'loy bekvi. As the Mishnah taught us that since the pasuk says lashon ser b'negayat petach hamar, as the pasuk says v'chol petach hamar tifta b'ser, therefore we learn out that you can't be poydei chamar not with a cow, since the Torah says ser, you can't be poydei chamar with a chaya, meaning a deer or a hayol, because the Torah says lashon ser, and since the Torah says lashon ser, therefore you can also not you be poydei chamar with a ser that was shchuta, as once it's shchuta it doesn't have the shem ser any longer, and similarly you can't be poydei chamar with a treifa even though it was a ser, and you could also not be poydei chamar using klayim, even though this animal comes from parents that are both in the Seth family, as it's a goat and a sheep. Finally, you can also not be poyde chamar with a kvi, which is a safek chaya, safek behema. And as we know, a kvi or a koi is created by mating a behema and chaya together, and by mating a goat and deer together. Rashi says, v'kashmin and Rava, time and the masisin, the tani, in poyde meklayim, mahachahu. And Rava is teaching us that the makar for this dinam that we just had in the Mishnah, in Masechtas Klayim, that you can't be poyde chamar using klayim is based on the fact that the Torah uses the Lashon Seh, as the Pasuk stated, V'chol petach hamar tifta b'seh. And let's keep in mind that although the Gemara just said that you can't be poyda a chamar using klayim, that is only when using the method of redemption, when exchanging one animal for another, and the Torah specifies that if someone has a bechor that's a chamar, and he wants to be poyda that by using a seh, then even if the seh is not the same value as the chamar, and it actually is of less value, then since you're using a seh, you're allowed to redeem it for the chamar, and you don't have to have the exact value, and it doesn't have to be an exchange of equals. And in regard to this din, that we say that a seh that is klayim can't be used for such a redemption. However, certainly a chamar could be redeemed by using money and by using actual value. And if you're using value, then you could take a seh that's klayim, and as long as it is the equal value of the chamar, then based on the Gemara Masechtas Bechiris on Daf Tes, you could use it for a redemption. And the Gemara continued that this works out very well according to Tanakama and the Mishnah Masechtas Bechiris. The Tanakama holds that you can't do pidyon petach hamar using an animal that's klayim. However, Rabbi Elazar the matter b'klayim, we also have the shita in that same Mishnah of Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar says that it's mutter to use klayim for pidyon petach hamar. The tana, as we learned in that Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar matter b'klayim pleishusa. Rabbi Elazar was matter using klayim for pidyon petach hamar, since this child was created from a mix of a sheep and goat, and both are included in the term se. If so, the Gemara's original question comes back l'may hilchasa, as what is Rava coming to teach us by telling us that the word se does not include klayim? And the Gemara answers, "Amalecha Rabbi Elazar." Rabbi Elazar responds, "Ki itba de Rava l'tamei shenel minatar vi Diburim in Atame Udalek Rabbi Yeshua, that Rav's din was coming to teach us that if there's an animal that's Tame that was born from an animal that's Tar, the way that a Tar animal had this animal that was Tame was because it became pregnant from a Tame animal. As Rashi brings an example, Parish Yodasus, the Aviv Sus, that if there was a cow that had a child that was a horse, the way that this occurred was not because the child just looked like a horse, but its father was actually a horse, or in the case of a goat that had a relationship with the chazir, and its child came out as a pig. And Rava is coming to teach us that this child will be asur b'achila, and as Rashi says, the chsiv, as the pasuk tells us in Pashas Re'eh, zoysa behema shetoychelu shor seh ksavim v'kiv nechsiv seh, and since the pasuk says the lashon seh, prat l'klayim kai gavnu, it's coming to teach us that if you have klayim where the animal comes out like the father, and the animal is a sus, or the animal is a chazir, then even though its mother was a kosher animal, however, Rava teaches us that since the pasuk says seh, so the Torah is coming to Emayit this case of klayim, and it will be also to eat this type of klayim. The Gemara stated that this is not like Rabbi Yeshua, the Rabbi Yeshua, because if it's going like Rabbi Yeshua, misek savim v'se izim nafgalei, Yeshua also agrees to this halacha, but ultimately he learns this from a different makar. Rava learned it from the fact that it says the lashon seh, and Rabbi Yeshua learned this from the fact that the pasuk says sech savim v'se izim, and therefore it's muach from the pasuk that the Torah is telling us that the only time that you're allowed to eat a seh is only if the seh was a purebred seh and it came from two parents that were ksavim or two parents that were izim. And as the Gemara says, achi aviv keves v'imay kivsa, that until the father was a keves and the mother was a kivsa, or both the father and the mother were izim. Let's recall that on daf ayin zayin and beis, when we first brought down this binyan aviv rava, we actually brought down two different pshatim as to where rava's makar is and where rava learns this binyan avram. And Taisus learned the limud was from the pasuk that states b'negei karam pesach. However, Taisus brought from the Rashi Masechtas Chulin that learned from the pasuk in Pashas Re'eh, B'negei Kashrus, which is exactly this pasuk of Zeisa Behema Shetechelu Shar Sechsavim V'Seizim, and therefore Taisus actually asked on Rashi that how could Rashi say that this is the limud of Rava if our Gemara specifically says Rava's limud from Seh is not the same limud as Rabbi Shua, and therefore we see that Rava's limud is not from Pashas Re'eh, and instead Taisus says it's from the pasuk in Pashas Boy B'negei Karam Pesach that states Seh Tamim Zocho Ben Shana Yielochem. The Gemara now continues that we just said that according to Rabbi Lezer, as well as according to Rabbi Shua, we learn out that a tummy shenel min atar v'ibur min atummy that is also ba'achila. The Gemara asks, so tahiru mi tameya mi me'abra, is it really possible b'metzias that an animal that is tar will have a child from an animal that is tummy? And how could it be that you have a para and will become pregnated by a sus? And as Rashi brings from the Gemara Masechtas Bechayrus, la'ulim mi mesaberes loy tameya min atar v'loy tahiru min atameya. The Gemara answers in that although the Gemara Masechtas Bechayrus is correct and it's impossible for an actual behemoth that is tummy to impregnate an actual behemoth that's tayra, and the opposite is also true. However, the Kai Melon, and we continue on daf Ayin Chesam Beis, the Yabba Mikolik Kerab Shimon, the case that we're referring to is based on the Gemara that we learned in Masechtas Bechayrus. If an animal is born without split hooves, even though both its parents were kosher animals, Rab Shimon teaches us that the defective animal is asur b'achila, and we treat it as a behemoth tmeya, as since the pasuk says the word gamal two times, so we learn that there is an issur to eat a gamal whose parents are gabalim, and it is also asur to eat an animal that is similar to a gamal because it's not mafris parsa, and even if both its parents were ksherim. However, Rabbi Shua is chelik on Rabbi Shua regarding one point, and Rabbi Shua holds that since the pasuk says azel leisechelu es a gamal, so we learn that only a gamal born from a gamal is asur b'achila, but you can eat a shar kolot that is similar to a gamal, as either it's not mafris parsa or it's not malagira. And as Rashi states, matir b'simen echad shel taira oy malagira oy mafris parsa, and as long as this animal still has one simen, then according to Rabbi Shua, as long as both its parents are tar, you'll be able to eat this animal. However, Rabbi Shua does agree with Rabbi Shimon that if the shark kolot now has a relationship with a para, they now have a child that also doesn't have split hooves, then that child is asur b'achila, as Rabbi Shua learns this from the pasuk in Re'eh that states zois habehima shetoychelu shor sech savim v'seizim, and since the Torah could have said sech savim v'izim and didn't have to say the lashon seh twice, Rabbi Shua therefore learns that the only time that there's an animal that would be mutar b'achila is only if there is a seh that's born from two kosher parents and it's born from two ksavim or from two izim. However, in this case, where the seh was born from one kesev and one animal that looks like a gomel and has characteristics of a gomel, then this child will be asur b'achila. And as we saw on Amud Aleph, that Rabbi Elazar da Meir said that lefi Rabbi Elazar da Tana, he learns this from the drasha and from the binyan Avraham Rava, that when the Torah says seh, it refers only to a full full-fledged seh and not to klayim, which refers to this scenario. The Gemara continued with the shayla. By Rava, Rava asked the following shayla: Harei oila v'hifreshar. If Reuven said, "I want to bring an oila to the Beis Hamikdash as a carbon," and it was mafresh ashar in order to satisfy his obligation, ubo acha v'gunvoy, and then Shimon came and stole the shar. And Rava's shayla is mi potaganav nafshe bekeves rabbanon and ba'ilus ha'if l'rablazu ben Azayah. Would Shimon be able to tell Reuven that I stole a carbon from you, and you had a responsibility to bring a carbon? Since, as we will see from Mishnah Maseches Menachos, the Rabbanon hold when a person makes a nedah that a re'alai oila, he doesn't have to bring the best carbon, and he doesn't specifically have to bring a shar, and he could bring a seh. And therefore, if Shimon would return a keves to Reuven, then that would be a valid form of payment. And even more so, according to the Shita Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah that we will see in a moment, that holds that when a person says ha re'alai oila, they not only could bring a shar or a seh, but they could even bring an oila sa'if. If Shimon would now go and give an oif to Reuven, and l'chayra, Shimon should be able to claim to Reuven that you had a responsibility to bring an oila, and I gave you back an oila, and therefore I didn't cause you any loss. And as Rashi says, the yoitzibo ato yidei nidrecha, cause the feeder abundant, you could be yoitzib with his keves, and according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah, you could be yoitzib with his oif. And the Gemara brings machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah, the Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah, Maseches Menachos, harei oila, if Reuven says that I want to bring an oila to the Beis HaMikdash, and he makes a neda, then yabi keves, then Tanakam holds that you could either bring a shar, and you could even bring a keves, even though a keves is cheaper than a shar. Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah, argues in Tanakama, and he says that not only can you bring a shar or a cheves, but yavi tar or ben yoyna, you could even be yotzi your obligation by bringing a bird and bringing a tar or a ben yoyna. And Rava now explains the shaylum mai mi amrin on shem oila kabbalah. Do we say that Reuven was mekabel himself to bring an oila, and therefore as long as Shim returns an item which can be used and is an oila, then that would be a valid payment? Or dilma, what do we say that matzi amale that Reuven could tell Shimon, ano mitzvah amufcha beinu lemevad, I want to do a mitzvah amufcha, and I want to bring a shar, and I'll bring you a proof to that, as I was actually mafresh a shar for this carbon, and therefore you have responsibility to give me back a shar. And basi boy had a pashto, and after Rabbi is the shayla, he was pashed that ganav pota atzmai bekeves rabbanon by l'sayif Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah, that in chenami when a ganav steals a shar from Reuven that was separated as a carbon, the ganav would not have to return an actual shar, and instead he could return a keves coin to rabbanon or an oif coin to Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah. And Rashi explains ganav pota atzmai that tashlum de bailim mechayiv, the ganav is responsible to pay back the bailim by reyotziu yidei nidrei. When ma'aser the bailim could be yotz his neda with the seh or with the oif. Rashi is bothered that l'maisa you will mafsid hegdish, because previously hegdish was going to get a shar, and now hegdish will only receive a seh or an oif. And Rashi says v'apsed in hegdish mifta the base ish ksev v'loy hegdish, as the pasuk says v'gudu mi base ish v'loy mi base hegdish, and therefore the ganav certainly will not be chayiv for the hefsid that he causes hegdish. And the Gemara continues that although in the first version we had a shayla that Rava had, and then Rava was pushed to shayla, however Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Ika maslo b'hedya, Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Ika had a different version where Rava said this as a din mefurish, as Amar Rava, Rava states, harei alai oila v'hifreshar, if Reuven said, I am accepting upon myself to bring an oila to the Beis HaMikdash, and he was mafresh a shar, ubar acha v'gunvay, and then Shimon comes and steals the shar from Reuven, pata atzma b'keves rabbanon, uva oila sa'if l'rablaz ben Azayah, then Shimon could return a keves according to rabbanon, or an oif according to Rablaz ben Azayah, and he doesn't have to actually return an actual shar to Reuven. And before we continue with the Mishnah, let's point out a couple of ideas. Number one, the Rav points out that the only time that this question actually applies is only if the shar is not be'en. Therefore, Rava teaches us that according to Rabbanon, the ganav could return a keves, and according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah, the ganav could return an oif. However, if the shar was be'en, or if the ganav actually ate the shar and had a nar from the shar, then certainly the ganav would have to return the actual shar, or the value of the shar if he already ate it. And number two, the Rishonim discuss if the Gemara Shaila was b'negei karen or only b'negei kefal, as some Rishonim say that when Rava had the Shaila, he certainly wasn't asking if you have to return a shar for the karen, as since you stole a shar, certainly you have a chiyav of hashava and you have to return a shar. However, the question is b'negei kefal, and Ayin and Rashi, who right before the Mishnah states v'alib d'Rav Shimon nakala, and the Shaila of Rava is only according to the Shita that we had of Rav Shimon, the Omar Kachim Shechayev Bachrius and Chayev, who taught us in the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Dalar and Beis that a ganav is Chayev Kefal, even if he steals an animal of Hegdish from his friend's Rishus, in a case where the owner made a neder and said, Harei Alai Oilo, and it's Chayev Bachriuson, and Rav Shimon holds Dava Gurin Lamam and Kamam Dami, and therefore we consider it v'gunu mibeis ha'ish, and therefore we could have a shayla if when Reuven returns this item, does he have to return the actual shor, or may we return a keves according to Rabbanan, or an oif according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah? However, according to the Chachamim that argue with Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah daf ayin dalam beis, and they hold that there is no chiyuv of kefa when a ganav steals the animal of hegdish from the rishus of the owner, as the pasuk says v'gunu mibeis ha'ish v'lo mibeis hegdish, and therefore Rabbi Shaila would not be a question, as there is no chiyuv of kefa. And from the mashmois of Rashi, it would seem that Rashi holds like this stad that the only time that we had a shayla is only relevant to kefil and not to karen. However, based on the other Rashis in the sugya, it's definitely not mashma like that, and it's mashma from Rashi that Rava's question was even benegeya returning the karen and returning the principal. And Ayin and Achrenim, who discussed this point and explained Rashi, even if Rashi would hold that the shayla of Rava is benegeya karen and not only benegeya kefil, Ayin Sham. And let's continue with the new Mishnah. The Mishnah states, Reuven stole a shor aseh, and then he sells it to someone else, and he sold only 99%, and he keeps 1% for himself. Or if Reuven was a shutif in this animal prior to stealing it from his own shutif, and as Rashi says, and that point it's not considered that he sold it, as he wasn't selling something that was completely us of him to sell, since he is a part owner. And the Mishnah continues, if Reuven shechs this animal that he stole, and it becomes an avela, and therefore it wasn't actually a proper shechita, or hanechava amakar, or he slits the neck of the animal, or he rips out the kana and veshet, and therefore, although he killed the animal, but ultimately he didn't do a proper shechita, as Rashi says, hanecha kairi min chiyar al-libay, that he cut the animal from its nose until its heart, and Rashi says, va'amakar is oikas simonim, that he rips out the simonim, then all these cases, mishalim tashlume kefel, although the ganav will be chayav to pay kefel, ve'inu mishalim tashlume. However, he'll be potter from paying above a chamisha. And in the first two cases, where he's machu chutz me'echem me'eshabai or shahisloi by shutfis, he is potter because the pasuk says utvachai aymecharai, that he has to shech the entire animal or he has to sell the entire animal, and therefore he's potter from dal v'hei. And the last cases where his shchita wasn't a proper shchita, and certainly the fear of Shimon that we had in daf ayin amud aleph that held that you need a shchita ruya, so certainly this is not a shchita ruya, and therefore you'll be potter from dal v'hei. But Rashi says even according to Rabbanon, they do not require a shechita ruya, and the animal doesn't have to be kosher to eat. And for example, the Rabbanah hold that if someone is sheikhif and himself is treifa or a sheikh chulun bazara, that you would have to pay above a chamisha. However, in those cases, although you weren't able to eat the animal, but you did an actual shechita. However, in these cases of the Mishnah, the shechita was not an actual shechita. And in order to be mechayiv someone dal v'hei, the Torah requires utfachai, that he has to shecht it with the standard method of shechita. And as Rashi says, the whole lav shechita he klal, and these methods are not considered shechita at all. And the Gemara begins, my chutz me'echa v'me'eshabai, when the Mishnah mentioned that Reuven sold this animal and he only sold 99% of the animal, what is that referring to? Gemara brings machlekes as Amar Rav. Rav states, chutz midav anita yimai b'shechita, that the only thing that we're referring to is that item which becomes mutter with it when it has shechita. And therefore, as Rashi says, that we're referring to the bust of the animal. And for example, if Reuven would say that I'm selling this item, but I'm retaining 1% of the bust for myself, so in that case, it's not consider that Reuven sold the entire animal, and therefore he's not going to be chayav to pay above the chamisha. However, as Rashi says, if Reuven would sell everything, including all the basa, but he would retain for himself the skins and the hide of the animal, or its horns, or its hair, that is not considered a shear, and he would still be chayav to pay above the chamisha. And the Gemara continues with Levi Oman. Levi argues in Rav, and he says that it doesn't make a difference what you retain for yourself, and even if you only retain for yourself 1% of the shearings of the animal, that is still considered a shear, and therefore Reuven would not be chayiv to pay dal v'hei, as it's not considered a full-fledged mechira. And the Gemara states, v'chein tanim masisa, chutz migizisa, we have a brisa that says, like Levi, that Reuven would be potter from paying dal v'hei, even if he sells the entire animal, and only retains for himself the hair of the animal. The Gemara continues, meispe will ask a kasha and rav from brisa, as this brisa will bring three different shitas from tanoim, and none of them will fit into the shita of rav. And the brisa states, mocha chutz miyodo, chutz miraglo, chutz mi the Tanakama, which we will say is exactly the Shita of Levi, holds that if Reuven steals an animal and he sells it and he retains for himself the foreleg of the animal or the back legs of the animal or its horns or even its hair, he doesn't pay Tashlumi Abba V'chamisha because it's not considered that he sold the entire animal, and that would be exactly like the Shita of Levi. And the Braisa continues with the second Shita. Rabbi Oimer, Rabbi states, Dov HaMa'aka B'Shchita, Einu Misham Tashlumi Abba V'chamisha, if Reuven retains something that would be ma'akad shechita, then we wouldn't consider a stolen entire animal, and therefore we would not be chayav to pay above chamisha. However, v'she'enim akav b'shchita, if he sold the animal and he only retained something that's not ma'akav b'shchita, then it would be mishalom teshlum above chamisha. It would still be considered he sold the entire animal, and therefore he's chayav to pay above chamisha. And what does this mean? Rashi says ha'ma'akav b'shchita dov v'shem nitali mena nasus b'inavelim mechayim kagoyim veshet oikano oyayarech v'chol shala. Reuven retained for himself in this animal one of its major organs, and for example, the veshet or kana, or the yerech, or any part of the cholol, of the internal intestines of the animal, or kaved, or its liver, or echem b'nei ma'ayim, d'loy matel l'shchita, and if any of these limbs are missing, then the shchita would not be valid, and it would be considered a treifa. And therefore, if when selling this animal, Reuven retained any of these organs, then it would not be considered that he sold the entire animal, and therefore he would not be chayiv to pay dal v'hei. However, Rashi continues that if Reuven retained the rights to the forelegs, or the rights to the back legs of this animal from underneath the knee and downwards, then that does not cause this animal to become a treifa. And certainly if Reuven only retained the rights to the animal's horns or its hair, and certainly Rebbe considers it a valid sale and a complete sale of the animal, and therefore Reuven would be chayiv for selling the animal, and he would be chayiv to pay dal v'hei. And as the Gemara will explain, Rav can't be going like the shita of Rebbe either, because according to Rav that said, chutz min dov anita yimod b'shchita, if Reuven would retain for himself the foreleg or the back leg of the animal, even if it's only from underneath the knee, it would still be considered that he didn't sell the entire animal, and therefore he'd be putter from paying dal v'hei. And certainly Rebbe doesn't say that, and Rebbe clearly states that he'd be chayiv for dal v'hei in that scenario. And finally, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Eimer, the Braisa brings a third shita, which is the shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who states, chutz mikarna ina mishalom tashlum arba v'chamisha, if Reuven retains any part of the animal, and even if he only retains its horns, then he would still not pay dal v'hei. However, chutz migizayseh mishalom tashlum arba v'chamisha, if Reuven only retains the hair of the animal, then it's considered he sold the entire animal, and therefore he would be chayiv to pay above a chamisha. And certainly Rav doesn't hold like the shita of Shimon ben Elazar, as Rav holds that if someone would sell the entire animal and only retain its horns, then certainly he'd be chayiv to pay above a chamisha, as that is not a dava nita ima bishchita. And while we were learning the brisa, we already explained the Gemara's question, and the Gemara asked Bishlei ben Levi k'tana kama, that this brisa makes a lot of sense according to Levi, as Levi is going like the shita tana kama el l'Rav kaman, but Rav is not going like any of these three mad amrim. And the Gemara answers, Amri, Rav da amma kaitana, that in chenami, Rav is going like another mad amma and like a fourth shita. And even though we'll see that this shita is the shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, and we already saw a shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar in the Braisa, and both shitas will be different, and therefore it seems to be a stira between Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, the Gemara will ask this question, and the Gemara will say, Trei tanoi alibad Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. But the Tanya, as we learn to the Braisa, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, Machor chutz miyada v'chutz miragla, einu mishalom tashlum arba v'chamisha. If you sell the animal and you retain for yourself the foreleg or the back leg of the animal, then you would still not pay tashlum arba v'chamisha, because that is a davar hanita imar b'shchita, which is exactly like Rav stated. However, chutz mikana and chutz migizaseh mishalom tashlum arba v'chamisha, in the case where Reuven sold the entire animal but he retained for himself only the horns or only its hair, then he would have to pay tashlum arba v'chamisha, as it's considered that he sold the entire animal, since he did not retain for himself something that was only nita imar b'shchita, because of course a person could use the horns of an animal or its hair even prior to shchita. And the Gemara continues and asks, but ma'akamifkli, what is the basis of the machlekes between these four tanoim? And the Gemara explains, Tanakama sava, the Tanakama and lay behold, utfache kulu b'inan, u'mechare kulu b'inan, that the pasuk says that you have to shech the entire animal and you have to sell the entire animal. Therefore, if the ganav sells the animal and retains any part of the animal, even if he retains only its horns or its hair, it's still considered that he had a shear, and therefore he's not going to be chayiv to pay dal behei, as he didn't sell the entire animal. The Rebbe Sava and Rebbe says that we make a hekesh between tficha mechira and utvachoi midi to have a b'tficha, and since b'degei shchita, it has to be a kosher animal, it has to be a valid shchita, lafuke midi to lay b'tficha, and that comes to exclude anything which would not be a chesaron if you shecht it and would not make the animal into a treifa, or mechorei dumi to tficha, and since tficha has to be a valid shchita, and therefore if a ganav would shecht this animal and it was something that was ma'akav the shchita, then it would not be considered a tficha, and therefore he would not be chayiv dal v'hei. So therefore the same applies b'nei gei mechira, and if you sell the animal and you retain for yourself anything which be ma'akad shchita, so once again the ganav would not be chayiv to pay dal v'hei. And the Gemara continues to discuss the third shita that we had in the Braisa, which was the shita of Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Rav Shimon ben Elazar sava, and Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds like the Tanakama that really you should have to sell the entire animal. Therefore kind of the little mizgah kaiba have a share, if Reuven sells the entire animal and he retains its horns, and the horns are generally something which you would not cut off while the animal is still alive. Therefore, that would be considered a shear, and therefore, the inam shalom tashlum abu chamisha, it's not considered that he sold the entire shear, and therefore, the ganav would be potter from paying abu chamisha. However, gizu said, lemegas kaimi, since the shearings of an animal is something which is shorn all the time, and therefore, we don't look at it as if it's part of the body of the animal, lo have a shear. So when Reuven would sell this animal and he would retain the right to its shear, it would not be considered that he was mishayer anything in this mechira, and therefore, mishalim tashlum abu chamisha, and Reuven would be responsible to pay dal b'hei. And the Gemara now continues to explain the shita Rav Shimon ben Elazar that we had in the second brisa, and which was the same shita as Rav at Rav Shimon ben Elazar saba yodav ragel tzricha tficha havishia, that since if someone wants to eat the basa of the forelegs or the back legs of the animal, then you have to go and shech the animal. So therefore, we see that that is an item that is chashuv, and therefore, if when selling the animal, the ganav retains the right to the yadayim or reglayim of the animal, it's considered that he didn't sell the entire animal, and therefore, v'loy mishalim tashlumi abav chamisha, so the ganav would not have to pay tashlumi abav chamisha. However, karnel v'gizusel, the late tzricha tficha, however, since when someone wants to use the horns of an animal or its hair, he doesn't have to shech the animal, therefore, we see that it's not part and parcel, and it's not a chashuv part of the animal, and therefore, if the ganav sells this animal and only retains the right to its horns or to its hair, then it's not considered that he retained anything and he didn't exclude anything that is chashuv from the sale, and therefore it's considered a full mechira, and therefore the ganav would be chayv to pay dal behei. And the Gemara now is that kashat Rav Shimon ben Elazar at Rav Shimon ben Elazar, the lechir we just had two different shitas Rav Shimon ben Elazar. We had Rav Shimon ben Elazar in the first brisa, and we also had the shita Rav Shimon ben Elazar in the second brisa, which we said is exactly the same shita as Rav. And the Gemara answers shrei tanoi valibud Rav Shimon ben Elazar eino chenami. There are two tanoim that had two separate versions as to what Rav Shimon ben Elazar actually stated. The Gemara continues tanar banan. We learned in the brisa hagoyne pakitas. If Reuven stole an animal that had a limb that was amputated already, vesech chigeris, or he stole an animal that already was lame, vesasuma, or he stole an animal that was already blind, and he was then tavach umacha, v'chein agoyne behemis hashufin, and also someone that steals a behemoth that belongs to shufin, chayev, he would be chayev to pay dal behei. And Rashi explains when someone steals the kitas, afagav the leka kula, that even though when he shechs it or when he sells it, he's not selling a complete animal, chayev, he's still chayev to pay dal behei. And the reason is the maid ganav hazovin kulei, because whatever he did steal, he actually went and shechted or he sold, and therefore all the tanoim would agree that you will be chayev to pay dal behei. And in the case where you stole a behemoth that belonged to shufim, one may have thought that lemaisa you're not paying back four or five times to one person, and therefore maybe it would not be considered a kiyum of dal behei, and dal behei am rachmana, and this din may not apply when the ganav is not paying a full dal behei to one person. And the brisa teaches us that ultimately you're still paying four or five times the value of the animal, and even though you're spreading the payments amongst many shufim, it is still a kiyum of dal behei, and therefore the ganav would still be chayv to pay dal behei. And the brisa continues b'shufim shaganvu. However, if there are two shufim that steal an animal together and then they would tabeach umachar paturim, they would be potter from paying dal behei. The Gemara continues in es batanya, but we have another brisa that states shufim shaganvu. If shufim stole and then they would tabeach umachar chayovin, that they are chayv to pay dal behei. And the chayv is steer between the brises. And the Gemara answers Amrav Nachman lekasha kam b'shutav shaganam mechaveri kam b'shutav shaganam be'alma. Rav Nachman states that the first brisa that stated shufim shaganvoi is paturin, that was talking about a case where Reuven and Shimon owned a behemo b'shutvis, and Reuven stole the animal from Shimon, who was a shutif, and as Rashi says, potem above a chamisha afilu mechel chaveri, and not even chayiv to pay above a chamisha to your friend, the leko tvachik kulubisa, since Reuven owned part of this animal, and therefore when he shechs it or when he sold the animal, he didn't do something with the animal that was completely usar, and therefore he's not chayiv dal behei. However, in the second brisa that states shutfin shaganvu chayovin, that is talking about a scenario where two shutfim got together and they went and stole the behema of a third party. The Gemara continues Esvei Rav Rav Nachman. So Rav asked Rav Nachman that how could you say that that's the chilip between the two brises? But we have another brisa that states yachol shutav shaganam mechaveri v'shutfim shaganva yiyu chayovin. Then one may have thought that if Reuven and Shimon have a shutfis in an animal, Reuven steals the portion that belongs to Shimon from Shimon, or in a case where Reuven and Shimon get together b'shutfis and go steal an animal from Levi, then they are teveach umachar, that you would think that they would be chayiv to pay above a chamisha, tamun leima utvachai, that the pasuk says you shechted it. And we learn kula be'inon v'leka, in order for a ganav to be chayiv dal v'hei, it has to be that he shechted or that he sold a complete animal that he personally has stolen. And in both of these scenarios, the ganav did not meet these criteria, as in the first case, since he didn't steal the entire animal, as half of the animal belonged to him, therefore it wasn't tvachai kula be'isa, Yisro. And in the second case, we're both Reuven and Shimon stole an animal from Levi, so neither Reuven nor Shimon actually stole the entire animal, as Reuven stole half the animal, and Shimon stole half the animal, and therefore we can't be mechayev them for Dal V'Hei. And in the case where Reuven and Shimon both stole the animal from Levi, and then only one of them does the Shechita, and since neither of them shechted a complete animal, therefore neither of them will be chayev to pay Dal V'Hei. Therefore, Rabbi says to Rabbi Nachman that you can't respond that the difference between the brises, where one brise said Shutfin Shaganvu is Peturin, and one brise said Shutfin Shaganvu is Chayabin, is one is by Shutf Shaganam Mechaveri, and one is Shutf Shaganam Be'Alma, as we have a brise that states that in both of those cases, you won't be Chayev Dal V'Hei. And therefore, the Gemara says, Alam Rabbi Nachman, therefore Rabbi Nachman says, Loi Kasha, that is not Shver, as to these two brises, as Kam B'Shutf Shatavach Das Chaveri, as if two Shutfim stole an animal B'Shutfis, and then one of them went and shechted the animal, and it was done with the knowledge and consent of the other partner, then both Shutfim will be chayiv to pay Dal V'Hei. However, in the first brisa that stated Shutfim Shaganvu is Peturin, Kan B'Shutf Shatavach Shleilu Das Chaveri, over there we're referring to a case where one of the Shutfim that stole the animal went and shechted this animal without the knowledge and without the consent of the other party, and therefore they will be putter from paying Dal V'Hei. What is the nafkamina between these two cases? And Rashi explains Shutf Shatavach Das Chaveri Mishalme B'Shneim De'ikot Tvachi Kulu B'Chiyuva. Then between both parties, they will pay Dal V'Hei because L'maisa, the entire animal was shechted B'Issa. And the reason is that Taveh Chayev Al Chalkai, because the one who actually shechts the animal is Chayev for shechting his chalik, the Chaveri Nami Asa Shliach, and his friend also made him as a Shliach, and we know that Shliach Shal Adam K'maisai, and therefore it's as if Shimon also shechted his part of this animal that he stole, V'Rabin Al El, the Yeh Shliach L'Dvar Avera, and even though over here there's an Avera involved, and generally we say in Shliach L'Dvar Avera, however, B'Degeh Tficha Mechira, we already learned in Daf Ayin Aleph from Aleph that we don't say this concept, and we do say that Yeh Shliach L'Dvar Avera, and Amin and Tachas L'Rabbis Shliach, as we learned over there from the extra word Tachas that's coming to Mabba Shliach, and that was one of the Limudim that we had in Daf Ayin Aleph from Aleph. And Rashi continues then the case of Shutav Shetavach Shalilu Das Chaveri, where the Shutav went and shechted without the consent of the other Shutav, Potter, both of them would be Potter from paying Dal V'Hei, the Leku Tvachet Kulu B'Chiyuva, as neither Shutav meets the criteria of being Taveach Kulu B'Chiyuva, the Behuk Palga de Chav Reloin Nasa Shliach, as certainly he's not considered Shliach on the half that the Chav stole, since the Shutav did not make him a Shliach and did not consent to him shechting it, and therefore it's as if another person comes and shechts an animal that a different Ganav stole, and even on the portion that Reuven actually stole and Reuven personally went and shechted, he's still going to be potter from paying Dal V'Hei, although he shechted a complete animal, but he wasn't shechting a complete animal that was also for him to shecht, and therefore in this case both of the Shutfim will be potter from paying Dal V'Hei. And the Gemara continued, by Rabbi Yemir will ask a series of shailas. The first shaila is, if Reuven stole an animal and then he sells it to Shimon, and he completely sells it to Shimon, but Reuven retains the rights to use this animal for 30 days, or if there's a case of Chutzmum Lachta, where Reuven completely sells this animal to Shimon, and he doesn't retain a full right to the animal, except for using it for its work, and as Rashi says, Chutzmum Lachta, im tirtzel l'sheichta, shkait miyad, that if Shimon wants to shecht this animal, Shimon would have the right to shecht it immediately, vim tasabo malacha, ha malacha yishali. However, if Shimon decides not to shecht it immediately, then any malacha that does will belong to me, and will be retained by Reuven, mi avishir aloi, would this be considered a shir or not, and would you be chayiv in dal v'hei or not? Or a third case, chutzmin ubra, what would happen if Reuven stole an animal and he sells it to Shimon completely, but he leaves over the ubra and he says, I'm retaining the rights to this ubra, ma'u, what would be a din? And the Gemara only focuses on the last shayla, and the Gemara explains, alibid mandama uba yarchimayhu loyti boilacha da shayba. That certainly, according to the mandama that holds that a fetus is considered like another limb of a mother, then there's no shayla, that certainly Reuven left over and retained a right to this animal, and therefore it's not considered a complete mechira, and he will not be chayiv for dal v'hei kiti boilacha. And my shayla is, alibid mandama da uba lav yarchimayhu, according to the mandama that says that uba is not considered yarchimay, my, what is the din? May marmina, do we say, kivin mechuba ba havishir, that even though it's lav yarchimay, but the mice is attached to the mother, therefore Reuven did not sell the complete animal, and is not a kim of mechorei kulay, and therefore Reuven will not be chayiv to pay dal v'hei. Or yidilma, what do we say, kivin l'mifrish bin akai lo havishir, that since ultimately this uba is going to come out of the mother, and that will be its eventuality, therefore it's not considered a shir, and it's considered as if Reuven sold the complete animal to Shimon, and therefore it is a kim mechorei kulay, and Reuven will be chayiv to pay dal v'hei. And the Gemara continues, ikad amri, that others have a different version as to the shayla of Rabbi Yemir, and in this tzad, had, the Gemara is still going according to the man that Omer, that Ubelav Yarech Imayhu, but the two start as follows, Kivin the Lav Yarech Imayhu Loyav Yishir, do we say that since it's Lav Yarech Imayhu, therefore it's certainly not considered that he left over any part of his Bechira, and therefore Ruvain will be Chayiv to pay Dal Vehei, or in Dilma, what do we say that in this case that Rabbi Yemi is speaking about, he's talking about an Uber where it wasn't able to survive without the mother, as it still was not Koloi Chadashav, and therefore Kivin the Tzarech Lashtruvi Bada Beshchita, if you wanted this Uber to become Mutter to eat, then you would have to shecht the mother, and then it would become mutter based on it being a ben pekua. Command the shaya begufa dummy. Therefore, we look at it as Reuven did not sell the complete animal, and it's as if he was meshaya, part of the mother's body. And therefore, certainly Reuven would not be chayiv to pay dal v'hei. And the Gemara ends off teku, and the Gemara is not pushed to shayla, and we will stop over here.